Welcome to the Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida podcast with your hosts, Tim Whittemore and Stephanie Durham with the Whittemore Group. From your morning coffee to those nighttime brewskis, they are here to tell you what it's like to eat, sleep, drink, play, work, and live on the beautiful Emerald Coast.
Are you one of those lucky people looking into Destin as your next place to call home? Well, if so, there are 10 things that you have to know prior to moving here to Destin. If you're curious, we've got those things to make sure that your move is perfect. So stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Jim Whittemore here in the beautiful Emerald Coast area. That's right, in the Destin, Fort Walton Beach area. If this is your first time to our channel, we do tons and tons of videos about everything you need to know about our area. Now, as a military veteran of 14 years and now a military spouse, I've moved so many places. And every time I move somewhere, there was always such a lack of information where to move to and what to anticipate. That's why we created this channel for you. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Click that little bell so you're notified every single time we got a new video coming out. All right, so if you are moving here, got some questions, need some help, whether you're here watching videos or you're listening here on podcasts, give us a call, text, email, shoot us a little paper airplane, whatever you gotta do, we got your back moving here to the area. All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about those 10 things you must know before moving out here to the Destin area. If you don't know where Destin is, and you're just researching this, Destin is the destination spot of the Emerald Coast. Yeah. Pun intended. This is where everybody comes down to vacation here on the Northwest Florida side. It's where all the things are really happening. Other different places that people go are Pensacola Beach, technically in Gulf Breeze, but Pensacola. You also have a certain crowd that heads down to Panama City Beach. Enough said there. But those are really the Emerald Coast destination spots that people go. People that love this area love, of course, the white sand beaches. They absolutely love the boating, world-class boating in this area. People that come to Destin still love Crab Island experience, the dolphins, the snorkeling, the scuba diving, and I could go on and on. I have other videos, so go ahead and check those out if you want to know more about that. But there are some things that you should know that may drive you crazy if you are moving to this area. Okay, work down the list. Number one on the list, and this person's personal opinion and many others around me, is the traffic. Because of where Destin is located and is surrounded by water for the most part on all three sides. I believe we call that a peninsula. There's not a lot of places for traffic to go. And Destin really grew. It grew very quickly. And the infrastructure for this area does not support the traffic. So Waze, Google Maps is your best friend when traveling throughout this area. There are some back roads, and our locals are gonna hate me for telling you, but I think Google gave it away anyway. But there are back ways to get around Destin to not sit on the main highway there, Highway 98, to get to your destination place. But the traffic can be pretty rough. We start to see it around March timeframe, spring break, and then it dies down a little bit. And then we get into May, June, July, August, September, and it's the worst. And then it will start to taper off until about August, and then us locals get the area back for a little bit. But it is cooler here, so it's a different experience altogether. It is what it is. Traffic is okay, and they've done their best to mitigate that with improving infrastructure, but it isn't in downtown Destin. It isn't in the main part of it. It's kind of towards the outskirts, probably midway through Destin, where they've opened it up 6 lanes wide. And of course, that's all lanes. So 3 on one side, 3 on the other. Seems to help. And I don't think the non-locals understand what happens when they get to that. So you can get in the far right lane and pass them all until they start figuring it out. So it's actually not too bad. It's getting better, but traffic, oof. Yeah. As a realtor, as you can imagine, that drives me crazy since I'm going everywhere every day. Okay, number two, Destin is around and has an airport. It's not a very big airport that's right on Destin. It's more for private. However, you have Eglin Air Force Base right across the bay. When it comes to Air Force planes, as a military veteran myself, I can tell you those engines are like first, second gen. What that really means is they're super loud. So you're gonna get lots of aircraft noise throughout this entire area. And if that's not something that you're used to, eventually get used to it. Obviously, I've been around it for 20 plus years. If that's not something you can get used to, having that aircraft noise, it's mostly during the day, then this probably wouldn't be a great place for you to go. Okay, number three, housing. Now, depending on where you're coming from, I'm originally from New York, but my friends in New York and in the Northeast and out in California, this may not seem like a big deal to you. But housing costs, the median here at the beginning of 2024 is $656,000. That's not sitting on the water, my friends. No, that's just average across the board or median. Right? That's a high all the way up to 8.7 mil and a low of 182,000, which you're gonna need to put some work in, if not tear it all the way down to the ground. Now, you're gonna see that Western Destin, which we're gonna call Old Destin, is gonna have the cheaper prices. As you move to Eastern Destin, that's when you're going to see communities such as Regatta Bay, Kelly Plantation, and these are all gated communities. Price there, I mean, starts just shy of a million. It is what you get. It's a luxury community and it's absolutely gorgeous in there. And I could go on and on about that. I'm sure that there's another one of those videos here sitting on our channel. So go ahead and look at them up and get some more details on that. Woo! Okay, number four are some restrictions. Maybe you're an investor, or maybe you want to move here, stay here for a bit, and then rent it out the rest of the time. No problem. A lot of people do that, especially with condos. But if you're looking for single family homes and you want to do a short-term rental, there are certain areas that just don't allow it. Whether it's the HOA that doesn't allow it or just the city says that you can't do it. Make sure that you contact a local real estate professional because there are maps out there that will tell you if this area is eligible for short-term rentals. Now, don't get me wrong, you could still long-term rent pretty much anything out here. Just look and make sure that you know the restrictions before you put money down on any single property. Okay, number five, if you got kids, and they're in that high school range, just know that the public school for Destin is still in Fort Walton Beach. It's Fort Walton Beach High. Now there is a private school that's only a couple of years old in Destin that you can still send your kids to if you want to send to the private school. From what I've heard, it's pretty good. However, there really isn't any statistics on the school to say whether it's good or bad, but it is really brand new, still trying to find its own identity. From what I've heard so far, it's really nice for them. But keep that in consideration. Number six, well, get close to all the action. I got friends that do live out there, and when he moved and rented his home out in Destin, he said the one thing that he disliked was that he wasn't around everything that he wanted to go to, so he had to travel back out to Destin to go do that. But it's nice to just get on a bicycle or walk or go to the places, the restaurants, get down to the beach, go to the venues that you wanna go, and you're right there. Nothing quite beats being right there for it. All the tourists attractions, all the different things that you want to go do to have fun, they're all right there. It's nice to be right in the middle of it. Number seven, we're close to all the restaurants too. Some of my favorite restaurants are sitting there in Destin as well. And a lot of the locals will say the same thing. Again, it could be like, hey, I want to go to Mimo's, right? It's an Italian restaurant that's out there. And it'd be nice just to go 5 minutes down the street versus coming from my number one issue I complained about is the traffic, right? And having to worry about that and, you know, worry about 30, 40 minute drive, depending upon where you're coming from, just to get to that destination for the restaurants. And there's some of the best stuff is sitting out there in Destin too. So being close to the restaurants makes a big difference if you like to eat out, which we do. Number eight is gonna be tourism. Yes, you're sharing space. You're sharing space from March all the way out until about October. Your new best friend is probably from Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, them and their family, and them and their crazy driving habits. You're gonna have to deal with them, okay? You're gonna have congestion problems. But the infrastructure, surprisingly enough, is built out, not for traffic, but built out for the amount of people and the tourism in this area. It's a huge, huge part of the economy. As a community, have really invited those people in and created infrastructure for them. The good part about that is that you get to enjoy them too. All the restaurants, all the pretty views, all the other things that come along with it. But just know that there's a lot of out-of-towners. Just keep that in the back of your mind as you do come to this area, but you do get the town back for about maybe 4 or 4.5 months. But it's cold. As you can see, I'm actually wearing long johns. And it's not to say it's cold, because if you're in the Dakotas or Minnesota or something and you're watching this right now and you look at the temperature and it's 40 degrees, you're like, that's a heat wave. Now for us with Florida skin, we need an extra skin just to stay warm. All right, let's talk about the weather. Funny, that's a great segue. Let's talk about the weather. We get hot, we get cold, we get the storm. A lot of people are concerned about hurricanes. Well, we do have hurricanes too. But it does get hot. That's what most people know Florida for, all right? I mean, when I grew up in New York, it was like, I wanna go to Florida during the winter because it's hot down there. It's all relative, right? And I'm probably talking about South Florida anyway. But we'll talk about the heat. Yes, it gets hot. Sometimes in the summer, the beginning time, like the coldest part of the day, I'm a marathon runner and I wanna go during the coldest time of the day and it's 80 degrees to start. That's the coldest time. And it's 90%+ humidity. Like, oh, it gets so warm here, all right? But if you like the heat, that's perfect. And we get about 3 months of that, all right? July, August, September is usually the worst. But it does get cold. I just talked about that, okay? The other day is the beginning of 2024. Just yesterday, we had temperatures 25 degrees. And even when the average is like 40, 45 during the winter, it has humidity behind it. And if you've seen any of my videos or heard some of my audio podcasts, you know the story, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I used to work with the military to support the National Science Foundation flying C-130s down to Antarctica. And we also flew in the Arctic Circle as well in parts of Canada, Greenland, you know, whatever. And we did a lot of missions down the South Pole. In South Pole, on a warm day, it was like negative 20, just ambient. Of course, with the wind chill, it was way north of that. Well, I guess south of that. Do-do-ch. Anyway, it would feel pretty cold, right? But it was so dry. It was the driest continent ever, right? And when you were there, it felt cold, right? So you get used to that. And then we go up to the Arctic Circle, like north in there, Cambridge Bay is the area I'm referencing. And we went into Cambridge Bay and it was negative 20. So I dressed like it was gonna be negative 20 in Antarctica. It was the wrong thing to do. It had so much humidity, it had so much more of a bite to it. I was like, the temperature can't be correct. It's not possible, right? But yeah, the humidity makes a huge difference. So even though it says it's 40, 45 degrees, it feels so much colder because of the humidity down here. And we always seem to have that. So keep that in the back of your mind. And of course, you're gonna get used to the heat. And it turns off, and you're like, I'm used to the heat, and I'm freezing. You know, you ever walk into a restaurant after it's so hot, and you go in there, and it's maybe 70 degrees, and you're shivering? Same thing. All right, let's talk about storms, because people are really concerned about hurricanes. Let's talk about them. You know, hurricane season is from June all the way until end of September-ish. And we get storms that come through here. However, every bit of infrastructure, especially anything built after 2005, is that the correct way? No, we'll say 2005, is under a new code, which means that it has to have hurricane clips on the roof, it needs certain types of windows, and so on and so forth. There's a new code. So everything is really built here to withstand tropical storms and hurricanes. So I wouldn't worry too much about those storms. And as a Floridian, I know it sounds insane, but as a Floridian, a Cat 1, Cat 2, eh. Cat 3, and then anything above that, we're out of town, okay? And you always have boards that you're gonna put up on your house if you own a house. You know, you always will have hurricane insurance that's required every single time that you purchase a property here. There are mitigating factors that we do, and the community's used to it. It's not like we're all freaking out on our own. Like, this is a big thing. They'll have spots where you can go fill your sandbags or whatever that you need to do to kind of waterproof your home the best that you can. And you'll know if you're in a flood zone, because not everything here is in a flood zone either. But we're so blessed in this area that most every storm that comes in here, and I don't know why, but it never quite hits the area. It usually shoots off to Louisiana or it heads up Central Florida. We usually don't get a whole lot here, but when we do, it's not a big deal and you're usually covered anyway. So as long as you prepare, you're gonna be fine. Matter of fact, if you have concerns about this, I have a Q&A hurricane preparedness guide, free PDF. Just reach out to myself or my team, we'll send it right to you. All right, and number 10 is a community, okay? I don't know the best way to explain this, so I'll just be as direct as I can. This area is more conservative. The Okaloosa County is one of the more conservative areas in all of Florida, meaning that that's the sort of values that you're gonna find in this community. However, there's a big mix of them because of the tourism, because of the military bases and transient traffic. And I say transient as in 2 years or something like that as people move in and out. It's very accepting as well. And that's gotten more and more the case as we've gone on, which I think is really good. However, if you're gonna live here and make a life here, just know that the area is going to lean more right side than it does left side. Wouldn't be uncommon to go out and see Trump flags flying everywhere. If that would scare you off, I wouldn't necessarily wanna move out this direction. But again, they're not gonna be screaming or anything like that. It's conservative in a conservative sense. I hope that makes sense. That's all I'm really gonna say about that, but I had to include it in here. All right, but that's all I have for the 10 things you must know before moving to Destin, Florida. If you have any questions about anything here, please leave it in the comments below. If you are on one of our audio podcasts, you've got questions, please text, call us, email us, whatever you got to do. The information's at the end of this audio or video. And of course, if you are moving here, got some questions, need some help, yes, reach out to us. Give us a call, text, email. Love hearing from you. Somebody, myself, or somebody here from the team will help you out. And again, my name's Tim Whittemore. I'm here with the Whittemore Group here with LPT Realty. We'll see you in our next video. Take care.
That's all we got for today. To learn more about Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check them out and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And make sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you are thinking about moving, relocating, or investing in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, or anywhere between Pensacola and Panama City Beach, make sure to give them a call, send them a text, or email, because they have your back when moving to the Emerald Coast of Florida.